Everybody, welcome to our final week here of the Coach Shows here on KMZA 92.1. I'm Crittenden Prophet here with head coach Kenny Steinfort of the Valley Heights Mustangs. This locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, we got a couple games to talk to you about. Last week, back-to-back games, you had Blue Valley Randolph and Onega. Blue Valley Randolph just losing 67-53, but against Onega, bounce back win 55-23, one of your most dominant wins here of the season, and it should give your team a little bit of confidence here going on into postseason as you will have Valley Falls here just near tomorrow. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your last two games. What can you tell me about Blue Valley Randolph and Onega?
Yeah, you know, Blue Valley is a very nice basketball team. I think we saw that the other night as they, you know, last night as they knocked off Centray and things. They're a good basketball player, good athlete, things like that. You know, we got behind early, like the last three or four games, and had to claw back into it and got it within three at half. And, you know, the kids are playing hard and they're competing in all the games, and they competed in that one. And, we just got ourselves buried again in that game and had to claw back. And it just, it just wears you out and takes a lot of energy to do that. But we did keep it within 10 until we had to start fouling and everything. But, I was proud of the kids. They did compete and they never did give up and got back in that ball game. Onega, we came out and played with them the first half, kind of back and forth there. And then in the second half, we've been wanting to see all season, as we just kind of took it to them and outscored them, there in the second half, 35-3. And defensively kind of, you know, with our zone, we played a zone against them there and kind of shut them down with that. So. But no, we're shaping up. You know, we've been talking about peaking at the right time, coming together at the right time. And, you know, we finally have, in the last two games, have had everybody who I thought we would have at the beginning of the season, with sicknesses and illnesses that are all healed up. So hopefully we can peak here at the right time as we get ready to head into substate.
Well, Coach, also just bringing up to mention Blue Valley Randolph Eskrim. He had 19 points, 9 rebounds in that game. Logan Gray, 13 points, 3 rebounds against Onega. Royce Eskrim, another great night, nearly 30 points, a 27 on the game, 13 rebounds, so a double-double form. Jaden DeWalt, 16 points, 3 rebounds. Dustin Dennett, 8 points, 6 rebounds. You got a lot of guys here that are starting to get real confident in their ability to score, box out, really just kind of do it all there on the court. But more especially, you got all guys there finally coming out on the court and playing together. So, you know, you're really coming together at a special time with your team. High scoring, offense is looking good, defense is getting a little tighter here, and that's what you want, is you're going to be playing a very tough Valley Falls team as your first round draw. What can you tell me about Valley Falls, the Dragons, here upcoming just tomorrow?
They're going to be a challenge for us, and you know, they're very good, very athletic. They've got three guards that are, you know, just as good as anybody we've went against. But are very, very good and, handle the ball. They like to push the basketball. So we're going to have to get back in transition and, take care of business there. But they're a good basketball team. We're going to have to play four quarters of basketball. We can't spot people like we have the last three or four games and try to fight back. It's just not going to work. But, I think if we come out and we compete all four quarters and don't give up, you know, spot them points or anything like that, I think we have a good chance of getting an upset.
Well, Coach, real quick, tell me about your thoughts here on just the overall season. 4-4-16 and 2-9 in the league. But man, you've played through a lot of adversity this year. A lot of players on injury, not a lot of depth from the senior class, and really just depth all along from the varsity team in general. And of course, some guys coming in late. But overall, what can you tell me about this season?
Well, you know, it's not what the season that we all looked forward to coming into, and especially when you got six seniors, four of them who've played a lot. We were hoping to have a better season, but as you mentioned there, you know, we've dealt with injuries and we've dealt with lots of sickness and a lot of different things throughout the season. And we finally, you know, we were hoping to have all these guys together from the beginning. And as we mentioned, you know, it was just here at Blue Valley that we finally got everybody that we were expecting to have on the court. But a great group of young men for the first season. penalties and things like that. I wish we could have got him some more wins and stuff, but it, you know, we competed and I couldn't have asked more of him. It's what I ask every night is just to go out and compete to the end, no matter what the score is. And they've done that.
Well, Coach, this is our final week here of Locker Room Chats. I appreciate your time throughout this season. Again, this is head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs, Kenny Steinfort, joining us as always here in week number 11, our final coaches shows of the season. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep. Thank you for doing these interviews and for supporting Mustang Athletics.